الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran he has warned us that on the day of judgment Allah Azza wa Jalla will ask about the na'im. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about the blessings he has bestowed upon us. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla are day and night. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, you can never count. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are hidden. The blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are apparent. There are blessings in every aspect of life. And the more we think, the more we realize, and the more it becomes wider and wider, and the more it becomes greater and greater. All these blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are amanat. So there is accountability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to hold us accountable on the day of judgment. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Indeed, certainly you will be asked on that day about the na'im. Our life is amanat. And what is life? Time. Time is amanat from Allah Azza wa Jal. And time is not one thing. Day is amanat, night is amanat, morning is amana, evening is amana, weeks and months are amana, hours and minutes, everything is amana from Allah Azza wa Jal. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us how we have spent this time. Unfortunately, we take it for granted and lot of our time is wasted. Lot of our time is wasted. We say that I am busy, and we say that I don't have time. But we don't realize how much time is wasted. There's a lot of time that we waste. We waste in unnecessary activities. We waste in useless activities. We waste in idle talk. That is if we are wasting in mubahat. Mubah is something that is permissible. You know, if you just go and sit under the shade, mubah, you want to have fresh air. Okay, fresh air, having half an hour fresh air, 1 hour, 2 hours, mubah, permissible. What about the time that is wasted in sin, in what is forbidden by Allah Azza wa Jal? Our time, unfortunately, lots of our time is wasted. And sometimes it is even wasted in sin. We may or may not realize. We have a conversation. For 5-10 minutes, we talk about anything that is important. And then after that, we start talking about somebody else who is not there. Zaid, Khalid, Amr, Bakr, who is not present, ghiba starts. This is unfortunately very common in families, in communities, even in the masjid, even among the brothers who are very regular and who are very punctual. So sin is being committed, which is very serious. And time is being wasted. So that is also very serious. Allah Azza wa Jal, He has warned us about these blessings that Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us, that we need to take time and see how we can show gratitude to Allah Azza wa Jal. The gratitude, the shukr of Allah Azza wa Jal for each blessing is according to that blessing. Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the blessing of power. We have mental power, we have physical power. The gratitude, the shukr of this ni'mah is to help people. Help them in a manner which we can. That is the shukr of the ni'mat of quwwah, of the ni'mat of power. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has shown examples. So literally and physically, personally, he helped people. Because talking is easy to sit and talk for 1 hour, right? And sometimes talk can be very enjoyable as well. But talk is a burden. It is a burden on the person who is speaking and also a burden on the people who are listening. if there is no action afterwards. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Why do you say what you don't do? Allah is saying, لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Allah hates it very much that you say what you don't do. May Allah protect us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he shown example of physically helping people, Muslims, non-Muslims, people whom we know and people whom we don't know, people who are friendly to us, people who are not friendly to us. There are many examples in the Sirah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw an elderly person and he carried the luggage. So people think that he is a, you know, ordinary person. Sometimes you have people who are generous, who are kind. Once a lady said that, I don't know who you are, but I have heard that there is somebody in Makkah who claims to be a prophet. If somebody should be a prophet, it should be you. If somebody should be a prophet, it must be you, right? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he helped. There are many, many examples. In the Hilful Fudul, he helped the tribes, they gathered before Islam, and they wanted to make a peace treaty, that if there is any person who is receiving injustice, all the people will get together to stop that injustice. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I agree to it. And he said later on that if I am invited for such a thing again, I will respond to it. Even in Islam, if people say, come, let's agree to some peace treaty, agree to some sort of terms that people have no injustice, I will still come to it. I will still respond to it. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the wahi, and when he went home, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was shivering because of the experience of the wahi. Wahi is a very heavy experience. Receiving the revelation from Allah Azza wa Jalla is not easy. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes his voice will change. Sometimes if he is sitting on a camel, the camel will feel the burden. If he is sitting and his leg is on somebody's leg, they will feel the burden as if, you know, something very heavy, almost to break. So when he received, when he had the experience of wahi, he went home and he said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, Dathiruni, Dathiruni, wrap me up, cover me up. Khadija radiallahu anha, she wrapped him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the words that Khadija radiallahu anha used to comfort Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to assure him that Allah will not let you down is, innaka latahmilul kalla. You carry the luggage, you carry the burden of the people. You must be a good person. You must be a godly person. You must be a nice person. Nothing wrong, nothing bad can happen to you. إِنَّكَ لَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلَّ وَتَقْرِي الضَّيْفَ And you offer hospitality. You offer generosity. وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ And whenever there is a calamity, you help. Whenever there is any natural disaster or some sort of difficulty in people's life, you help. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he helped. So the shukr of the quwwah is to help people. Allah azza wa jal gives us time. So the shukr of the time, that this time is utilized wisely. You see, in order to achieve a lot, we don't have to live for a long period of time. Many people who have achieved a lot in their life, they did not live for a long period of time. You know, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, no. Years don't make somebody great. Long life, obviously we, you know, human being has a desire to live long, right? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that a person becomes old, but two things become young. Person is aging, but two things are growing younger and younger. One of them is thurul amal, long hope. So we have this in our nature, that we want to live long. We want to live long, but just by living long, we will not achieve anything. We will achieve something by utilizing the time that is there. Take the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he received the wahi at the age of 40. He received the Quran at the age of 40. So before the age of 40, no responsibility. So from 40 to 63 years, how many years? 22, 23 years. Not more than that. So the time that he was given, the time of responsibility, is only 23 years. But within 23 years, what he has done? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Within 23 years of time, he has brought ilm to the people who were ignorant. He has invited them towards iman. People who were deep into kufr, people who were deep into jahl, in jahiliyyah. He united people who used to fight each other for petty reasons within 23 years of time. He changed the course of history, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He changed the entire Arabia. Not one village, one town, one state, one area, no. The entire Arabia, Arabian Peninsula, and beyond. Because he communicated and he contacted the Roman emperors and the Persian emperors and others. Within 23 years of time, people who, hardly in Makkah you can count people who could read. He produced a generation of people who are literate, because every Muslim has to be literate. Every Muslim, you cannot have a Muslim who is not literate, because Muslims have to read the Quran. So Muslims learn how to read and how to write. Muslims learn mathematics, because if you don't know math, you cannot do mirath. The ilm of mirath, the ilm of inheritance, is very complex ilm of mathematics. So within a short period of 50 years, Muslims were very, very advanced in math, in astronomy, in algebra. In fact, many sciences were invented by Muslims. Not thing invented. There is a difference between inventing something and inventing a field of knowledge, a field of science. There is a huge difference. So the point is, just living long doesn't make any difference. What makes difference is how people utilize the time. Time is the most valuable thing. If you want to achieve something, you're going to achieve it in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, in 20 years' time. We can achieve a lot. But if we know what we are doing, and if we truly know what we want to do, there was a great alim in India, near Lucknow, Maulana Abdul Hayy Lucknowi, rahmatullahi alayh. His father was also alim, Maulana Abdul Halim Lucknowi, rahmatullahi alayh. There is a famous book of fiqh called Sharhul Wiqaya. He has a commentary on that book. And there is a famous book of hadith, Muwatta of Imam Muhammad. Imam Muhammad is a student of Imam Abu Hanifa. So Imam Muhammad, he compiled the ahadith which he narrates from Imam Malik. And he also compiled the ahadith which he narrates from Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi alayhim. So Imam Maulana Abdul Hayy Lucknowi, rahmatullahi alayhi, he made a commentary on the Muwatta of Imam Muhammad and many other books. He has fatawa and everything else. You have so many books of Maulana Abdul Hayy Lucknowi, when you read them, you will think that he must have lived long, long life. Because it takes time to write a book, right? It takes time to read a book, especially if it is in a tough and difficult subject. Maulana Abdul Hayy Lucknowi, rahimahullah, he died when he was 37 years old. That's it. Many of our akabir, they did not live long life. Some of them lived long life. But many of the ulama who have achieved a lot, many of the pious people who have achieved a lot, they did not live a long life. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he did not live a long life. But see how much work he has done, he has achieved. So what matters is how people utilize their time. Alhamdulillah, summer is coming. So lots of young people are going to have a lot of free time, mashallah, in this country and in many countries all over the world. People have 2 months off, 2.5 months off. That is a long period of time. 2 months is too much. Right? There is so much that can be done in 2 months' time. If we really want to do something, you can learn something, right? If there is a gap in personality, that gap can be fixed. If there is a gap in knowledge, that gap can be filled. If you want to learn some skills, certain skills can be learned. Ilm of deen, if we are serious, we can learn. Because there is ilm of deen that is necessary for everybody, every Muslim. Tajweed of the Quran is a fard. Tajweed of the Quran is fard. Not optional, not like for imam. If you want to become imam, learn tajweed. No.
Every Muslim has to learn Tajweed. Because every Muslim has to read the Quran. Every Muslim has to read the Quran. How you read the Quran if you don't learn Tajweed? It's a farz. Knowing the conditions of Salah, knowing the masail of Salah is farz. Because without which, we cannot pray Salah properly. The ahkam of Tahara, the ahkam of fasting is farz because every Muslim has to fast. If you have enough money, you have to give zakat. And nowadays, mashallah, most of the people, they have to give zakat. Because mashallah, people are well off. So most of the people, they have to give zakat. How are you going to give zakat if you don't know the masail of zakat? There is so much that we have to learn, and that is must. So we have to see what we can do and what we should do in order to utilize our time, the time of our youth, the time of our children. So if we start thinking from now, inshallah Allah Azza wa Jal will make something happen. And Allah Azza wa Jal will give us tawfiq. Because if we ask for tawfiq, Allah will give tawfiq. If we don't care, Allah is not in need of anybody. And Allah is certainly not in need of us. Allah Azza wa Jal can help deen with kuffar. This is a principle in Islam. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَنْصُرُ هَذَا الدِّينَ فِي الرَّجُلِ الْفَاسِقِ. Allah can help this deen with fasiq. Because all the people, they are tools in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah can utilize anybody. And Allah can even utilize on Muslims for the help of his deen. May Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate the blessings. And may Allah give us tawfiq to utilize our time and our life.